Nedus Rabbah has the following. Parsha Tes Ot Yud in the second column, about halfway down. Famous, well-known Chazal. First word is V'hadagah, second word in the line, about halfway down. V'hadagah is V'yor Nesa. Amr of Avin Halevi B'Rebbe. V'makastam Ashir Yisrael. Jewish people in Mitzrayim made a profit off of Makastam. Kesad, Hamitri V'Yisrael, the right Tachad. V'agigas Le'amayim. So you have a Jew and a Mitzri in the same house, and you have a barrel full of water. The Mitzri Halach Amalos Hakita Mitocha. And the Mitzri comes to fill up his cup from the barrel. Motziam Le'edam, full of blood. Yisrael shows the Mayim Mitocha Gigas. And the Jew has water from the same source. Amitri Amalos Tainli Be'ad Samal Mayim, give me some of your water. The Nelsin Lohum, and after that becomes blood. Yomelo Nisha Niva Asham and Akara Acha, so let's drink from the same receptacle. Yisrael shows the Mayim and Mitri Dam, so each have their own straw from the same cup. One's blood, one's water. Yisrael Lokeh, Yisrael Midamim, pun intended. Yisrael shows the Mayim. However, if they, Mitri, were to buy water for money, then it would end up being water. You kind of shoot yourself, so that's how the Jewish people made a mint off of Makas Dam. So here, what was going on was that the Jews were selling water so that it wouldn't turn into blood. But would it have been permissible to sell actual blood? So that's at least an excuse to talk about the Isser of Torah, the Machol of Asuros, and we'll see that blood may actually be an exception to that Isser of Torah, the Machol of Asuros. The Mishnah in Shvius, Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel, yeah, this is an old one, tells us as follows. Midway through the Mishnah, She'ein osim skora b'peiros shvius. You're not allowed to engage in commercial activity to do business with peiros shvius. And then the Mishnah tells you a list of other things that you also can't sell. Lo b'bechoros, lo b'trumos, lo b'neveos, lo b'trefos, lo b'shkotim lo b'masim. You're not allowed to sell non-kosher meat or non-properly shefted meat or trefa meat, nor shkotim or masim. Okay. Then, Mishnah Dalet, next page, the Mishnah has a carve-out. Siyadeh chaya ofas bedagim, if you have a hunter, a trapper, a fisherman, whose parnasa is to trap, hunt animals, bird, fish, shenizdamnu lehem minin tmeim, and he's out trying to catch kosher birds, but he happens, they're kosher fish, he happens to catch non-kosher fish at the same time. Even though in general there's an issus chora of machalos asuros, talking about machalos asuros that are mutter, but no, you're allowed to have hana from these machalos asuros, but there's still an issus chora. So that issus chora doesn't apply by nizdamnulo, where it just happened that you came into possession of these non kosher animals, but you weren't actively looking to get them to have to sell. If Yehuda Omer Afish and Ismanilo would be darker, Lokasu Mofer, even if you just happened on your way to come into possession of this, you weren't looking to do it, but you ended up having this opportunity to buy and sell. You're allowed to Vavacha Latay Mosabakah, you just can't make that your Parnasa. Some also come and say, to Lichachila buy something to then sell is usher, even if it's not in Mosabakah. But everyone agrees Nizamlo is mutter if you're not looking for the Machalos Asuros. This happens your way, you're allowed to then sell it. So what is the source for this Isser of Torah, the Machalos Asuros? Take a look at the Gemara Mtsachin Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. About halfway down, where you have the chest of the Mesorah Tashas. Rachmana Amar Sheketu Lo Yechel. The Tanan, Siyadeh, Chayiv Ofis, Dagi, Tizdam, Ramin, and Tanei, Mutar, Lamachal, and Akrim. So that's the mission we just saw. Shani Hasa, Domer, Kral, Lachem, Shalachem, Yehe. Yachi, Afil, Chachil, and Ami. Shani Hasa, Domer, Kral, Yuba, Vaisan, Yuba. So there are two limudim here. Number one, there's a limud of lachem, shalachem, and there's a limud of yehu by vayis and yehu. So yehu by vayis and yehu tells you that you're not allowed to engage in skaros nachalos asura. And lachem, shalachem, yeh, tells you that carve out of nizdam nilo. The Gemara seems to be telling you that we're talking about an Issa Daraisa, and built into the Issa Daraisa is the carve-out for Nizamulah. There's an Issa Daraisa of Sarma Chosaturos, and there's also a Zeris Akasav that Issa doesn't apply in the case of Nizamulah, where you just happened to cross it, where you weren't looking to have that merchandise to sell. And that's clearly the assumption of Tosos here, that we're talking about an Issa Daraisa. Tosos Dibra Maskel, Amar Kwa Yiba Vaisen Yehu, the second in Tamar Tosos, Darmina Ben Meruba, Asher Yisrael Agadol Chazirim. So the Gemara there has a din, sounds like a din to Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to raise figs. So why is the Gemara have to tell you a Chiddush, din to Rabbanan, you're not allowed to raise figs? Tebez Leim Midaraisa Asher, you already have an Issur Daraisa of Sfarim Nafal Sesura. So what does Chazal add by telling you you're not allowed to be Magadol Chazirim? Yish Lomar, din Afkamina Lamekam Ba'arur. It's an additional Issur. So you're right, there's a generic Issur Nafal Sesuros, and the Chazal came along and said that we're going to add to that Issur, and we're going to curse anyone who engages in commercial activity by raising Chazirim. So that's more than the Issur Daraisa. Inami, had the Asim Daraisa Ahinu L'Sakir V'Limkor L'Nafri L'Achol, Al-Sakir B'Shumdan O'Ba'oran, well, as we'll see in a little while, the Issur Daraisa fundamentally is only to sell it to eat, but to sell for hide or something other than Achila would be Mutter. However, when it comes to Chazirim, there are Chazal Asir even L'Oram. Inami bin Zabnulo Fion Shanafu Birusha in the Gazlan, or third has the Tosfos, that in general there's a heter of Mizamula from Afalos Asuros. When it comes to Chazirim, Chazal took away that heter of Mizamula. But anyway, the assumption of Tosfos' Kasha, which is consistent with the simple Yidin Gemara, is that we're talking about an Issa Daraisa. The Issa of Kodim Afalos Asuros is Asir Min HaTorah. The Rash and the Mishnah there in Shvius, if you could read it, goes to Yushami as well, that seems to have the same or similar drasha of Lachem, Tvei and the Yulachem, to tell you that the Isser of Sora bin Avelos is Aser, again, seemingly Min HaTorah. There is, however, a Shulah Tarashtra, Chelak Aleph, Chelak Gimel, sorry, Simon Reish Kaf Gimel, Chelak Gimel, Simon Reish Kaf Gimel, Shulah Tarashtra, Shulah Tarashtra, Shulah Tarashtra, Simon Kuf Yizayin. The Rashba seems to indicate that we're only talking about an Isser Dirabanan. Look at the top of the second column. About maybe 12, 14 lines down. Second to last word. V'zenirli kishibush. Shekol shehu min advarim ha-shemagadol atam adam l'achila kechazir v'shar minim asurim v'behem avol. Shederach v'ne adam l'gadolam k'dei l'ofol. And so any person who raises non-kosher animals that are normally eaten, v'she'ein ruban omdim l'tashmishan, and which are not used for other purposes, aser l'asas ben tzolra, you're not allowed to sell them, zeir ha-shem ha-yavol l'achol mehem, lest you come to eat them. Since these are things that are normally eaten. So that formulation of Zer Hashem Yavo Lachol Mehem sounds like we're talking about a Din Rabbanan. Zera, you may come to eat them. And that's what the Taz raises in the beginning of Simon Kuf Yizai, next page of Marmakamos, Sifkat and Aleph, close to Beis Yosef, and close to Rashba, the Tamasi, third line. Okay, Parakol Shah, What does Rashba mean? That it's true that fundamentally we're talking about Issa Daraisa. However, the parameters were left over to Chazal to decide based on the svara of Shelo Yochlu Davar Tameh. So that Zera is the guiding principle that Chazal used to determine where to apply this Issa Svara. So fundamentally we're talking about Issa Svara Minatara. That the Rashi would agree to. But also a davar l'chachamim to be magdir the scope of the isser. Then he was it. Yeah. Then he was it to a sedation. No, that's a different. We're bothered by the Gemara Misachim that gives you psukim, right? The Gemara Misachim tells you right. They're psukim that are the source. So how do you get around that? We're talking about Xavier, they're psukim. What?
But you have that as well.
The other Gemara tells you that there's an addition. So the Masa Chasu Chamim will tell you that's the original scope. And then a later point in history, Chazal came along and said there's a new Xavier Takana, not to be gotten because he marries himself. Not to be begotten because he marries himself. That would be a later. Later edition. So that's what the Taz says. Maybe the Chan the Rashi, Tumas Adesh is not the way Tumas Adesh in the Torah says Issa Drabanan, the Psukim and Asmachta. The Taz says maybe it's somewhere in the middle that fundamentally it's an Issa Deraisa, but Masa Kasav Lechachanim to be Magdir. And then this is one of the cases where the Taz goes on. We won't get into the details, not really Nogaya, our Indian, but the Taz's famous principle that Chazal could never assert something that the Torah is Magdir Beferish. He has Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. So this is one of the cases where the Rashba raises that klal. The answer is Kasha from Atosis in Sukkah, but we're not going to get into the details of that today. Fine. So presumably, Nafkamina, whether you're talking about Nisa Deraisa Derabanan, whether the Rashba is Deraisa Derabanan, you do have the Chumash Hadeshim that says only Nisa Derabanan. So obvious nafkamina number one would be a case of safek. So sveka deraisa l'chumah, sveka derabanan l'kula. What latitude do we have in cases of safek? Take a look at the comment of Rabbi Akiva Eiger here in the beginning of Kufi Zayin. Af besafek iser, that anything which is aser, we'll see in a few moments, mid Torah, even though it's mutar banah as an iser skora. Akiva Eiger says even besafek iser. It sounds like assuming that we're talking about an Isser Daraisa, and that's what the Chasam Sofer assumes in many tshuvas. That seems to be the more consensus opinion, at least the Chumrah. Darkei Tshuva raises another possible nafkamina, whether we're talking about Isser Daraisa and Isser Darabanan. Darkei Tshuva in Sivkat and Yudalev quotes from Shlomo Kluger, Tshuvas Tuv Tam Adas, that let's say you have food which is a neostic. It's not terribly edible. Maybe it's edible al yedchak, but not really edible. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, if we're talking about an issa deraisa, so ultimately it's a gzeiras hakasav. You can't it's a low plug, and whatever the details are, as long as you have something that's machal sasuros, it'll be asur b'sara. But if it's a din derabanan because of the gzeira, you may come to eat it. If it's something you're not going to come to eat, something that's miyastik, then arguably, says the Tum Tam Adas, the Xer wouldn't apply, and it would be mutter to engage in Sora with such a food item. Just to conclude the Deraisa Derabanan discussion, Pisei Tshuva references a Tshuva, the Chavis Yair, that maybe the Issa Deraisa only applies to Shkatzim Ramasim and the like. Now, the context, the Gemara Misachim, the Shkatzim Ramasim. Context of the Psukim, Parsha Shmini. Maybe the Issa Deraisa only applies to Shkatz or Masim, something which is Aser Be'etzem, but if you have something that had a Shasa Kosher, like Nevelos and Trefos, it used to be a kosher animal, then it developed a Trefo, or then you shechted it improperly. So there it had a Shasa Kosher, maybe there the Issa is only Derabbanan. Fine. Then the Rishami goes on, and Tosos in Sachim references this. The Yerushalmi goes on to say that the Isser Schorah only applies to things that are primarily lachila. The Yerushalmi comes to exclude a chamor and exclude a gamal. The donkeys and camels are not typically eaten. That's not the normal purpose for which you would sell a donkey and a camel. And therefore, the Isser Schorah doesn't apply. It only applies to things that are primarily to be eaten. The Mezose says, they also say quotes in Aruch Chaim, which he doesn't understand in light of this Yerushalmi. Aruch Chaim says you're not allowed to sell a parrot. You're not allowed to sell a talking bird.
says the Beis Yosef, that seems to be against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the Isser is only for things that are normally eaten, and parrots are not normally eaten. So the Beis Yosef believes that Orchus Chayim is a Tzarech Yin Lalacha, it's not accepted Lalacha. What we say in Shulchan Aruch is that the Isser only applies to things that are normally eaten. Dr. Shubra has a discussion, Sukkot and Tess, Sukkot and Yudbeis. Let's say you live in a society where people do shech camels. He refers to Arabs who shech camels. Maybe then there the din would be different. It's not there's a kasev that exclude a camel. It's the point is anything that's not normally eaten, or where that's not the norm in the place where you live. So that's one carve out that Yerushalmi has. Then the Yerushalmi has another carve out that the Isser Sklara only applies to things, Machol Sasuros, that are Aser Min HaTorah, not to Machol Sasuros that are only Aser De Rabbana. So that's all reflected, and therefore, something like Cholav Akum would not be subject to Isser Machol Sasuros. You can commercially market Cholav Akum, you can commercially market Vinas Akum. Anything that's only Aser Bachila, Dirabanan, can be sold. That's all reflected here in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yudayin. Kol davar she'aser min haTorah, af pi she'muter b'hana, imu davar ha'miyuchel l'machal, aser la'asas b'sklora, if it's meant to be eaten, or that's the primary use, then you can't do business with it. Chutz min ha'chelev, that's there's a cause of that chaylev is excluded from the yeser. In the damnu litzayed chayev ofidagim tmeiim mutter. That's ahead of the damnu low. Fine. And then the mechaber concludes the chol davrish eini sura elam idivrayim mutter lasos boskar. This is one of those simanim that you have to be careful because you have both chaylev and chalav in the same simon, and you have to know what you're reading without nekuda. So chaylev, there's no iser because of an exclusion from a pasuk, and Chalav Akum is no iser because that's only an iser derabbanan. Rav Asher Weiss in a tshuva not printed in Michas Asher, at least not yet, but on the internet, raises the following question: that when we talk about an exclusion of an iser derabbanan, that the iser eschor of Machal Sesuros doesn't apply to Machal Sesuros that are only iser derabbanan. Does that only apply to something that's fundamentally Aser Derabbanan, or something that's an Issa Deraisa with an application Derabbanan? What's the case? So he was asked about someone who has a business where there are kosher birds that are sold to non-Jews that may have been shechted properly, but aren't processed. They don't go through the whole kashering process to market it to a kosher business. I don't know exactly what the niche there was, but someone who was shechting kosher birds without checking them afterwards to see that they weren't trefos, and then marketing them to a non-Jewish clientele. So there, one of the issues is that presumably a certain number of these animals are trefos. Usually we check certain things to ensure that they're not trefos, but here he didn't check. So, rove animals are not trefos, but as far as the heter achila, we would have to be machmir to check for the standard checks to ensure that something is not a trefa. And absent that, it would be an iser derabbanan. So fundamentally, a trefa would be an iser deraisa. But here, to not rely, or if you have a rove that you can't rely because of efshel avarer, so then that accidentally is a derabbanan. So would you say that fundamentally it's Raven Issa Deraisa, but here it's a Derabbanan application, so maybe this whole Issa Star wouldn't apply where it's only a Derabbanan application. Ramosha discusses, not exactly the same, but Ramosha says about dog food, Chelek, Beis, Yaridea, Simen Tes, Simen Nun Zion. We don't have it here. Chelek, Beis, Simen Nun Zion. Rav Moshe was asked whether a person can sell dog food. So number one, it's not really edible for human consumption. So that being the case, it's probably not a Isser Achila daraisa, and for that reason there wouldn't be an iser schora. And then he says, well, even if you would have argued that the iser schora applies but machalos asuas, even that are also the rabbanon, but here it's ein aroi lager, it's not something that would be edible anyway. So even if in theory you would have been machmir on iser the rabbanon, still there's more reason to be mako here for dog food. And then he says, even if dog food was edible for humans, even if humans would eat dog food, meaning even if the food marketed as dog food was edible for human consumption, but once they label it as dog food, so you're already preventing any human from wanting to eat that dog food. So even if theoretically it would be edible, but you're labeling it as something not for human consumption, so then where there's no concern, Moshe seems to assume, even if lo darshin in time of the cry, and even if we're talking about Nisa Deraisa, and the reason Shema Yachil Dabri Tame is not the be-all and end-all of the Isser, but still, if it's totally not shaykh that anyone needs such a thing, he thinks there are potentially grounds to be makel there as well. Hagam, that anyway, he assumes that it's only an Isser Derabana. Okay. Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva and Sifkat and Aleph, back to where we started, quote a pre-Tawar, and the Chasen Sofer, the Nodim Yud, and others, who argue that the Isser of Skar Machol Sosur doesn't apply to Dam. Why not? Because Dam is Hukash Tamayim. The way we know that Dam is Asher Belchila, how do we know that Dam is Mutter Bahana from Al Arsich Bechanakam is Hukamayim? So just like Mayim is Mutter Bahana, Dam is Mutter Bahana. So since you have that Hekesh, some of these Achronim say that that's transferable to the Yisr Schora, and there's no Yisr Schora on Dam. The Rav Asher says in that Tshuva that this is relevant. Minchas Chinuch isn't convinced of this. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tapton Beis, he quotes this discussion. He says that he's Mistafina Lahakil. He's not prepared to be Mekel on the Isser Schora of Dam. Now, aside from Nakas Dam, what's the Metzius? Where would anyone be selling Dam commercially? It doesn't sound like a lucrative profession. So Rav Asher raises this in his Tshuva about the person selling the non-properly shechted chickens, or the non-properly checked chickens, that they are, even though they shechted them, they didn't do proper melicha. So then there's dam there. So he says, number one, it could be, will be makel like the pre-Tawar and those achronim, that there's no Isser Schora B'dam. Even if there is Isser Schora B'dam, so maybe that's only if you're selling the dam alone. Let's say the dam is part of the package. So is that really called Isser Schora and Dam? You're selling a chicken, and there's dam in the chicken. So aside from the fact that it's dam, it was already cooked, so dam shebishlu, according to most customers, only derabanan anyway. Even if some dam shebishlu is deraisa. So, but you're not selling the dam, you're selling the chicken. There happens to be dam there. So that, you're not making any money off the dam. So if you're selling the chicken without the dam, you wouldn't be able to sell it for any less than you're selling, any more than you're selling with, any less than selling with the dam. So that really schora, is that really schora of the dam? He says that's like what the Piskei Tshuva discussed in Sifkat and Beis, Machlokas Achronim, can you sell wormy fruits? So the fruits are totally mutter. The worms are shkatzer and mutter, and that's Machalos Asuras. So that's Machlokas Achronim, Piskei Tshuva, because can you sell wormy fruits? But there maybe to argue the same thing, that you're not getting any more money because you're selling the worms, so you're not mistaker from the worms, you're mistaker from the fruit. There just have to be worms inside. So you're also, you have dam, the dam's in the chicken, but you're not selling the dam. The dam is kind of incidental. The Chasen Sofer, in a number of tshuvas, in the kufs, of kufkas among them, again, the Chasen Sofer is convinced that we're talking about an Isser Deraisa, and he says that you don't have the right to be makel based on the time of the Kra, or based on the consideration that the Isser is only because you may come to eat it. So his Nidon is, or one of them, can you have a business dealing with a guy where the guy is a partner in the business, and the Yisrael has no direct dealing with the Machalos Asuros, but he gets part of the profits. As if you were to say that the whole concern is that you may come to eat the Machalos Asuros, the Yisrael's not going anywhere near the Machalos Asuros. The guy's handling all the Machalos Asuros. He's just in the back office counting the money. So Chazon Sofer says that's not going to work, because the reason of Shema Yachal Dabar Tameh is not to be all and end all. There's still a Xeris HaKasav that's Asa regardless. So even if you construct a situation where the Yisrael is not near the Machal Sassuros, it's still going to be Asa. The Aruch HaShulchan uses the Libet Chus. Take a look a few pages from the back. The Aruch HaShulchan in Oth Kav Zayin. So he quotes those who are against any kind of business deals where the Yisrael's removed from the actual Machal Sassuros. And he's there. Yeshli Gamke Lil Amid Chus Al Bali Chanuyos Umar Tefim Shemazikim Eslam Lamachira Besoch Shari Dvarim Gam Kirbe Dagim Tmeim. So here he's talking about a slightly different situation. You have a store, and 95% of the merchandise is fine. And then you have, incidentally, some Achalos Asuras that are Asur Bisvara. You also have these Kirbei Dagim Tmei. Afagav Dimit Dereis Asurim. What's the heter? So he thinks this is like Nisdam Nulo. That just like the hunter or the fisherman is going fishing, he's going to catch some non-kosher fish, and once he catches them, he's allowed to sell them. So here too, the way the business is constructed, if you're not going to sell these minimal Machal Sassuros, you're going to have a hefsid, whatever that is, or whatever the situation is that leads to that point. So maybe that is analogous to Nizdam Nulo. Just as Nizdam Nulo is mutter here too, you happen to have these things that incidentally become part of your business that you're selling, even though the Machal Sassuros, maybe that would be mutter. Then Ramosha has a tshuva, so I went a little bit out of order, going back to the point of the Chazon Sofer about having the Yisrael as a partner in the profits. Ramosha in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Aleph talks about a driver. This is back in Luban, so I don't know what he's driving, but he was driving a wagon. Agalov. So can a Yisrael drive a wagon that's driving the Machal Sassuros? He's not a partner in the business. So he says even the Chazon Sofer, who says you have to be machmir whether the Yisrael is the owner and the non-Jew is doing the dealing, or whether the Yisrael is doing the dealing and the non-Jew is the owner, has to be machmir in both. But here, if the Jew is just the wagon driver or the truck driver, that's far enough removed. He's not incidentally, he happens to be making a living because of his incidental involvement in Machal Sassuros, but he's not profiting directly with the Machal Sassuros, and therefore he thinks that would be much. So if we're Mekel on Chametz, and presumably we're Mekel here as well, if we're not Mekel on Chametz, so then that's a much larger discussion. Maybe we'll talk about a different time.